A dissolvable brain implant, which could revolutionise the monitoring of traumatic brain injuries, has been announced this week. In recent years, we've seen the increasing use of small implanted electronic devices designed to monitor signs and symptoms in patients or deliver drugs. But these implants often need to be removed surgically when they're no longer needed. Now, US scientist John Rogers from the University of Illinois has come up with a soluble alternative.
The particular device that we've reported in this current publication is designed to meet a current clinical need in the treatment of the patients who suffer from severe traumatic brain injury, and in particular to monitor their recovery process. So it goes into the intracranial space to measure pressure and temperature, because those two parameters are very important for a physician to track, because if they fall outside of a narrow window, it could have profound negative consequences for the patient.
So you've basically built this tiny wireless implant that goes in someone's brain. Does it completely vanish again when it's not needed?
Yeah, it completely goes away entirely. You know, kind of how do you do this? And it's a multi-material system, each one of which individually is soluble in biofluids to biocompatible end products. So magnesium, for example, is biocompatible. Magnesium hydroxide is a result of the dissolution of magnesium in biofluids. Magnesium is a part of a recommended daily diet. You find it in multivitamins. So you can kind of go through the list, and we've been able to identify a full complement of materials needed to do this. The clinical relevance in terms of a function is, you know, during that critical recovery period when the patient is at highest risk for high pressure or high temperature. So the front end of that is about a week. So we've designed our devices to operate stably and reliably over that time frame, and then slowly degrade on a less critical time frame. That's typically, you know, 2 to 3 months.
Although this is a device that does dissolve, so you don't have to take it out again, presumably you have to get it in. How would it get into patients in the first place?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the utility of these kinds of intracranial monitors, even the non-resorbable ones that are used today, are typically most important in pretty severe, you know, traumatic brain injury cases. We're not talking about people who come into the hospital and have bumped their head. You know, these are, you know, traumatic events. And in most cases, you know, the sensors can be inserted at the tail end of a surgical procedure that needs to happen anyway. So the intracranial space is open for that purpose, and the devices just slip in at the final step in that intervention, right? If the skull is not opened in that context, then what people do today is they create very small burr holes through the skull and insert the devices. And so their miniaturization becomes an important aspect of the device design, because you want to minimize, you know, the impact on the patient getting it in. So in that sense, the physics of the way that our devices work are compatible with downscaling, even to a further degree than we've demonstrated in this paper. Devices about the size of a grain of rice, but they could be much smaller.
Could this kind of technology be used for anything else, not just monitoring signs and symptoms in patients?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of other functions that could be interesting. For example, you know, going beyond just sensing and monitoring to stimulation and intervention. So we have parallel work, as an example, on resorbable devices that do electrical stimulation of the peripheral nervous system. And if you look at the healing of peripheral nerves, there's data in the literature that indicates that if you stimulate electrically that damaged site in an appropriate way, you can actually significantly accelerate the healing process. And then once the nerve is healed, you don't need the device anymore, so you'd engineer it to just dissolve away.
That was John Rogers from the University of Illinois, and he announced that work in the journal Nature.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. If you'd like to get in touch, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook, or you can tweet @NakedScientist.
Still to come, what the grave findings from under a building site near Cambridge are revealing about our ancestry.
Plus, we'll be delving into black holes, including the supermassive one at the centre of the galaxy.